Today's GeoQuiz is on Facebook. Everyone's buzzing about Facebook today, thanks to its planned $5 billion initial public offering. A lot of investors will soon be scrambling to pick up some shares. The social media giant has hundreds of millions of users around the globe. But for our quiz today, we want to know where Facebook's fastest growing markets are. In other words, which countries are experiencing an explosive growth of Facebook users? That's a question for you. We'll have the answer in a few minutes. First, though, we're going to focus on Facebook's global footprint. A good person to ask about that is Zeynep Tufekci. She teaches about the social impacts of technology at the University of North Carolina. Professor Tufekci, good to speak with you again. Facebook has more than 800 million active users. They're everywhere around the world, but generally, where are the users concentrated?
Well, first and foremost, they are in the United States, partly because that's where Facebook started. But overall, after you look at the United States and Canada and United Kingdom and France, which are sort of the obvious first countries, you see that Facebook is very big in countries like India, countries like Philippines, countries like Indonesia and Turkey. And that's primarily because there are a lot of people in those countries. And wherever there's a lot of people and a basic level of connectivity, we're seeing large numbers of Facebook users.
Where can't you find Facebook? Where is it either banned or intermittently blocked? Is it a long list?
It's actually not a very long list. I would say the only consistent block is in China. After that, you have countries like Uzbekistan and Iran. There have been some blocks in Bangladesh and Pakistan, but they're usually intermittent and they go away. Most suspiciously, Syria had a block on Facebook for a long time, but removed that block after the uprising began.
I mean, it may be obvious, but why are these countries afraid of Facebook?
Well, as we've seen in the era of uprisings, Facebook has an enormous political potential. Any technology that lets people connect to each other is potentially a threat to a country where the rulers are ruling by censoring information and not allowing people to coordinate among each other. And China is a prime example of this. They want to manage the political transition basically completely of the country, and they're afraid that if people are able to use Facebook, that they won't be able to get Facebook to do the kind of censorship and surveillance they can now do with their homegrown companies.
You know, there's that famous scene in the movie The Social Network that tracks, you know, the rise of Facebook, where Mark Zuckerberg is advised, don't monetize it. It's cool right now because it's not commercial. I'm wondering what part of the story of Facebook's IPO do you find most compelling, especially for the future of social media around the globe?
Of all the scenes in that movie, that scene really struck a note with me because from the beginning, you see that Facebook has a particular vision of connectivity. And in this IPO, the CEO and founder, Mark Zuckerberg, has a letter to the investors, which basically outlines his philosophy. And I don't think this is just nothing. I think Facebook is driven by a particular vision of how people should connect online. I don't think it was at any point a company purely and short-sightedly just focused on the bottom line. Now, it is also reportedly a very profitable company. So it'll be quite interesting to watch if they keep to this vision, because Mark Zuckerberg's vision might at some point clash with the visions of the almost billion people that are using this. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of power balance comes out of this tension between what the founder wants to do with his company and what the billion people who contribute the content to the site want with their site.
Zeynep Tufekci teaches at the University of North Carolina at the School of Information and Library Science. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We've heard about the global reach of Facebook. Now let's get the answer to our GeoQuiz. Where is the explosive growth for Facebook social media? That's a question for Justin Smith. He's the founder of Inside Network. They do global market research on Facebook.
Over the last 12 months, the two countries that have been growing the most rapidly have been Brazil and India, large countries with growing internet populations that have actually been historically popular with another social network, Orkut, by Google. But over the last couple of years, Facebook has really been growing in both Brazil and India.
India and Brazil, the answers to our GeoQuiz today. Can you tell us what exactly is driving the growth?
Well, Facebook is a great network for communication with others around the world. So, you know, interestingly, the way that people end up using Facebook is quite similar in many countries around the world. In terms of core communication with friends and family, Facebook has built a very powerful user-generated translation system, meaning that users are actually able to translate the site into dozens of languages around the world. And that's enabled it to be translated into something like 70 or 75 languages, meaning that people around the world are able to use Facebook in their native language, saving Facebook the time and energy of having to do that translation and make it culturally specifically accurate itself. You know, ultimately, the Facebook's translation system has played a large role in its ability to grow internationally as well.
Again, the answers to our GeoQuiz today, India and Brazil, the two countries that represent the most explosive growth for Facebook. They come courtesy of Internet market analyst Justin Smith. Thank you very much.
Good talking with you.